Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, I'm wondering if you've ever regretted telling something private to a child.
I don't know that I've ever told a child something private, just because kids will, like, drag the shit out of you. With no shame in their game.
No, they have no filter.
Like, I love my nephews, but they will, like, they'll absolutely roast me. Not even intentionally.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of probably how Doja Cat's feeling right now. She's definitely kicking herself after she DM'd Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things for a little, you know, help in the love department.
Yeah, and he then told the whole world about it.
And honestly, bless him. Bless him for that. Truly.
I do have some thoughts.
Okay, I can't wait to hear them. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, July 11th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
So, Arisha, I feel like you can probably confirm that dating is not easy, especially these days. Like,
no,
it's a nightmare.
No, it's probably easier for me to set an Olympic world record in swimming, honestly.
But I also feel like even in LA, it's tough. Like,
it's brutal.
From what I've heard, people don't like it.
It should be illegal, honestly. It's just, it's a nightmare.
I will say, though, like, I'm a huge fan of people just, like, shooting their shot.
Yes.
I'm all for it. And so, when Doja Cat expressed her crush on Joseph Quinn, who's on the newest season of Stranger Things, plays Eddie Munson, fan fave, I was all for her shooting her shot.
Yeah.
But then last week, she hit up Joseph's co-star, Noah Schnapp, who plays Will Byers, and she asked him for help shooting her shot, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the words of Michael Scott / Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes.
That being said, there are better ways to shoot said shot. So Doja sent Noah a message on Instagram asking him to tell Joseph to hit her up. And then she was like, wait, no, does he have a girlfriend? Which,
love a conscious queen.
Yeah, very important. I love it.
Yeah.
And then Noah was like, LMAO, slide into his DMs. Fair response. And then Doja was like, I don't know his Instagram or Twitter. And then said he doesn't have a DM to slide in. And to that, it's like, Doja and Noah same response, was like, here's his Instagram.
Well,
and he said, right here, ma'am.
His Instagram is his name. Did she try?
It's 2022. Let me Google that for you. It's not hard.
Anytime I'm trying to find someone on social media, my first thing is to type just their name.
Literally. I mean, it's just...
So...
I don't...
Like, what?
I mean, maybe being a celebrity, you're so far removed from...
She doesn't have time.
...searching for things because you have staff doing it. I don't know. It was just... It was strange. And I'm glad Noah... It was a classic, like, not to really age myself, but it was a classic young kid response of like,
yeah,
here... Look it up.
Right. Well, it probably would have been quicker for her to just search Joseph's name than to have this conversation with Noah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Noah, like I said, bless his soul, took screenshots of the chat and he shared them on TikTok and it went very viral, which is why we all now know about it.
Yeah. And because Noah is a celebrity, he follows the celebrity handbook and has since deleted the video.
Yes.
But before it was taken down, like we said, it went viral. It racked up over 30 million views. So about 30 million more than any of our TikToks.
Correct.
Given we don't have TikTok videos.
Correct.
But that's besides the point. But a lot of people shared Noah's videos. They took screenshots. Thank God for screenshots. And some TikTok users included screenshots of the tweets that Doja posted about Joseph.
Yes.
In late May, she had tweeted, Joseph Quinn, fine as shit. And then earlier this week, user at P. Vischer Films tweeted, Doja, look how fine Joseph Quinn is. And it was a photo of Joseph. And Doja responded, it's f-ing criminal.
So, I mean, obviously, it seems like she was very cool with people knowing she thought Joseph was hot. Like, that wasn't the issue. The issue was just that her private DMs went public.
Yeah. I think that's, I'm sorry to say this, but, like, I think we should be doing more of this. Like, when we think somebody's attractive, we should be sharing that we think they're attractive.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's such a narrative of, like, in high school, like, oh, let me whisper about my crush and not tell anyone. But it's like, no. Shout it for the world to hear.
Yeah.
No one's going to not want to hear that they look nice.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And everyone, this is coming from Arisha, who has a new crush every hour, so.
Yeah, so you know my words carry weight.
Exactly. So after Noah's video went viral, Doja went live on TikTok on Thursday, which, can I just say, TikTok lives are so chaotic.
I agree.
There's a lot going on.
Lives are already chaotic ever since the Instagram live started, where the first 10 minutes is them being like, okay, like squinting to read the what people are commenting. They're like, oh, hey, Ashley, hey. Like, I'm not a fan of lives, really. They're too much.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is when, like, a celebrity goes live with a fan and the fan is, like, so awkward and it's just, like, their forehead in the shot and it's very dark. It's like, this is terrible.
Is this the time to bring up when we went live with a fan?
You mean when the world rejoiced?
For our four followers? Yep.
Yeah.
We're basically celebrities, obviously. Mm-hmm. This is what it's like.
Yeah. And I will say, like, in Doja's live, she started off super calm. Like, she didn't really seem to be that upset with Noah. She was like, you know, let's try to be chill about it. To be fair, this is like a kid. And it's like, well, everyone was being chill about it, Doja. You're the one that made the thing. And she's like, you know, I don't really know how old he is, but there's no way he's over, like, 21. Mm-hmm. She's correct. He's only 17. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you know, when you're that young, you make mistakes, you do dumb shit. And she said she was trying to be fair.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying hard enough, though.
Yeah. She also said, you know, making mistakes is part of being young.
Yeah.
I would wager it's part of being human because.
Sure.
I'm definitely not 17 and I'm still making hella mistakes.
Oh, God. Did you just say hella?
I did.
Is it too late to quit the show?
I was trying to prove my point. I literally made a mistake by saying made hella mistakes.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah. Doja added, you're supposed to do stuff like that so you know not to do it in the future. So even though she's understanding that Noah's young, she didn't excuse him for sharing the screenshots.
Right.
And in her live, she said, the fact that Noah did that, went and posted a private conversation between me and him, is so unbelievably socially unaware and whack. That's like borderline snake shit. Mm. That's like weasel shit. Mm-hmm. She did clarify, I'm not saying that encapsulates his entire personality, maybe he is like a whole snake, but I didn't see him that way. And said, I made an assumption that he was going to be chill about it, and he went and shared information that I didn't feel comfortable with him sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what I wanted to get into.
Okay.
What is your opinion when it comes to screenshots of conversations that are had?
I don't love it. Like, it's not cool. I mean,
yeah,
but like, I feel like we have to operate on the assumption that everyone's going to take screenshots of your conversations and post them now, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I operate under. And it's one of those things where I'm like, it's not great.
No.
Because it's just, I mean, you know, the law hasn't caught up with technology, blah, 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 blah. But like,
sure,
it is shitty to do.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I'm not including, you know, conversations where somebody's being awful or terrible or just
right
derogatory or whatever. But like,
yeah,
I just, as someone who, like, I've had screenshots of conversations I've had.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't feel good.
No.
I don't think it's the greatest thing to do. Granted, I do converse publicly, like on, you know, social media and whatever,
mm-hmm.
knowing that anything could be screenshot. But I just,
sure,
I don't think it's a great thing to do.
I will say, though, like, when these screenshots went viral and I saw them, I was like, oh my God, this is such a cute conversation.
Yeah, same.
And then I feel like it got blown up. Like, it's not like Doja looked bad.
I know. That, well, that's what's weird is like, it's like of all the conversations to get upset for being, quote, leaked.
Yeah.
I feel like this is not one.
Agree.
To lose it over. And I feel like
yeah.
if she had just been like, haha, LOL, and then that was it, then we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Although I do wonder, like, what was his motivation for sharing them? Like, what did he gain from that, I guess, you know? It's like,
well, I feel like his motivation is he's a 17-year-old boy. Like, that just seems like classic, like, oh, look who DM'd
right.
me.
Like, oh my God, Doja Cat sent me a DM. I don't know.
Oh, look at her. Yeah, like that. I feel like that's the motivation, but.
Yeah, possibly. So Doja ended her live by saying the whole situation was disappointing. And afterwards, a lot of people posted on social media about it. And a lot of people sided with Noah. They they basically criticized Doja for going after somebody who's so young.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, at the lore bitch tweeted, Doja Cat could have asked anyone in the Stranger Things cast to hook her up, but she went with Noah, a 17-year-old shit poster who spoils his own Netflix show. Like, what did she expect exactly? Can't say this is necessarily in support of Noah.
I know.
Like, this person's just mad at everyone.
I know. I love that they're calling him a shit poster. Yeah. And then at Light Pollution tweeted out, why is Doja Cat, 26, going on live and calling Noah Schnapp, 17, a snake weasel for a 20-second TikTok he made? Embarrassed for her. And then this user, to really drive home the point, used a memed picture of Kanye West where he's looking directly at the camera with a caption over his face that just says, bro, stop. And then we have at Lelia Searcy, who said, I thought the exchange between Doja and Noah was cute.
Yes.
But the way Doja is reacting is just annoying.
Yes.
Like, he's 17. If you don't like it, tell him kindly to take it down. The way she reacts to things publicly is just so ew. So people have a lot of opinions.
Of course.
Mostly coming from Doja. And Doja clearly saw people coming for the way she handled everything, because on Friday she tweeted, y'all are so cringe and lame and nobody wants to hang with you. That's why y'all be on here unironically writing replies to shit that makes you mad.
I just, like, man.
I just love celebrities just doubling down on the dumbest shit.
Well, I feel like this is classic Doja Cat. Like, remember a couple months ago she was going to quit music because
yes.
she got mad at her followers? Like,
yeah,
it's real rich for her to be like, you do dumb shit. Like, you're acting dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb. This whole thing started off dumb in the sense of, like, you are messaging a 17-year-old to get the information of a 29-year-old. I think he's 29.
Yeah, he's 29.
And it's like, of all the casts on Stranger Things, why are you messaging the 17-year-old? Like, if this had just been, you know, she had the conversation with him, he posted it, ha ha ha, we laughed, that's the end of it.
Yes.
But now she's making us all look into this more, and it's like, Doja, go back to the music you said you're not going to make.
Like, I get it. Like, I imagine this feels like an invasion of privacy, sure.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But it started off so innocent, and then she's the one that made it a bigger thing.
I know. That's how it always happens.
I just want to know what Joseph Quinn thinks.
I know. That's the thing is, like, all the stories about this, no one's talking about Quinny. Like, are he and Doja going to get it on? Like,
yeah.
This could be a great beginning story if everyone would just calm down. You know, I love my meet cutes.
I'm going to guess that it's not going to work out just because of all of this now. And also, please never call him Quinny again.
Never. I will only call him Quinny.
That's hella stupid.
Oh, no.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Stifford.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.